backing where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Thursday, if your greyhound runs second or third in races 1 and 2 at Sandown Park, Japto and Albion Park, does TAB give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1 and 2 at Sandown Park, Japto and Albion Park. Well played. Who are you backing, TAB? Includes SANWA residents. TAB account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio would like to congratulate the extended Winks family and one special mare.
And the crowd are ready to send her off, and the gates open. They're off in the Queen Elizabeth. Massive roar to the crowd. She's gone for home already, Winks. Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Winks wins her third Queen Elizabeth.
She just showed you what she's capable of doing. You know, I dare say if she had something else to catch, she had more to give.
It's been 4 years. Yeah, so my team just do an amazing job. It's indescribable.
Just a big thank you to everyone right around the world. And I'm glad that everybody's enjoyed it as much as we have.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is your champion. The greatest we've ever seen.
Celebrating the racing career of Winks. Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 10:04 and a big day of racing today at Newcastle. Let's find out what conditions are like. And Michael Buckley joins me. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Cosy.
Now, how's the day dawned in Newcastle?
Oh, cracking day so far. I woke up with a little bit of dew this morning, but cleared into a nice, fine day. Nice blue skies, and we're looking at a top today of 24 degrees. So should Beautiful. Be a perfect day of racing. Small, only 7 race card, but should be a good day.
How have you rated the track officially?
Yeah, put up as a good 4 this morning. We had Lara Main gallop this morning in readiness for the all-age stakes on Saturday. He went around, and the track figures for the week, we had 15.5 mils of rainfall and 11 mils of irrigation.
Okay, the rail, so you got the rail at 7 metres the entire?
Yeah, that's correct. We are on the quick backup. We did race on Saturday. Yeah. It was at 5 metres the entire Saturday. And yeah, yesterday did a rail move out 7 the entire today.
With 24 degrees, you'd still have fair grass growth and cover at the moment, would you, or is it starting to slow down?
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. It is a little bit slow with the dews sort of taking a while to dry up once the sun sticks its head out for the day. But, we've had that sort of March period where everything's gone bang. And now now it'll start slowing up. So it's really important to sort of look after the track and get us through winter.
Mm. Terrific. All right. Sounds like a great day. Gary Harley is chomping at the bit. He's going to find all the winners for us, Michael.
Sounds great. Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael. Michael Buckley there from Newcastle. And Gaz is with us. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, beautiful day. God, it's like spring, really.
Mm.
The high of 20. It's going to be like that the whole weekend. So not only augurs well for today, but we've got a big meeting at Musselbrook Monday in the area. So fine weather. Should be good.
Righto, now the first, and this is a class one. It is over the 2340. One out, number 2, Cass in Black, $5. 3, Gay Sun, $3.30. 4, Western Folk, $2.70. I Visibly, $4.60. 6, Catalanic, $13. 7, Ludnam Last, $9.50. Favourite, $2.70. 4, Western Folk.
I think it'll win Western Folk. I wish the top 8 was in because I reckon Western Folk would have beat it anyway. And it would have been a better price. But look, this filly has got a very good record here on her home track at Newcastle. She's a high chaparral. All they want to do is stay. She had 2 eye-catching placings at Newcastle over the mile on the 9th of March and the 21st of March, coming from a mile back. Went to Gosford the other day, and she never seemed comfortable on the turning track there. Back here with a big, long straight. That's what she wants. She's had 5 starts here for 1 win and 3 placings. The query is the 2340, and I think that's a query with all of them in the race, but she's bred to run it, and I think she'll win. Number 3, Gayson, will be better suited on the firmer track today. Neil Payne told us the other day at Gosford before the race that she doesn't like a wet track, and she was on a soft seven. She didn't go that well there last start, but prior to that, courtesy of a terrific ride from Christian Reece, she got the money at Goulburn. I think she's a danger. Number five, Visibly, former Darren Weir stayer, now with Brett Kavanagh, won well at Wyong. Hit the line good, looks like she'll run the trip. And number two, Cassin Black. Did you run second the other day at Canberra? 4, 3, 5, and 2.
Now, race two is the Class 2, 1600, one Ligulate, $1.95, two Stardome, $6.50, three Night Ride, $6.50, four Faith and Kind, $13, five Angel of Heaven, $3.70, six Zazania, $18, seven Out, eight Oakfield General, $18, and nine Harry and the Duke, $41. Got a shorty here, one Ligulate, Godolphin, $1.95.
Yeah, it's the best bet of the day. I got $2.30 yesterday. That's what price it went up. And obviously, it's been very heavily backed. Unusual, James Cummings and Godolphin have only got one runner here today. They usually got, you know, anything from 4 to 6 or 7 at the Newcastle meetings. But I spoke to James, when do the acceptors come out? Tuesday. I spoke with him and he's very, very keen on this fella. He's a doomsday gelding. His form in town's exceptional for a race like this. Three runs back, he runs second on the Kenzoda. And smart mare of Chris Lee's Evelina. Hit the line good. Only got beat 3/4. Went to Warwick Farm and once again come from back and savaged the line to win there. And then its next start, it went on the Kenzo the other day. The run was a beauty. Had a checkered path in the straight and really hit the line. And was it run fourth, but it was beaten less than a length. And the run was a ripper for a race like this. It's not a bad race, but I do think that that it'll be winning Ligulate. Glenn Scope, Phil the rider, made it the best bet of the day. Second pick, number two, Stardome, for Chris Waller. Won a trial well at Rose Hill recently under hands and wheels from Abdullah. He's riding it today. Its first up run at Newcastle was ordinary when it was big odds beyond hit the target. But it did win a maiden at Canterbury back in October. It's been gelded since that last run at Newcastle when it failed. I'm expecting it to run a much better race. Number five, third pick, Angel of Heaven. She went all right first up at Musselbrook. When she ran third up there, she was... in the race, she was running third in a field of 10. She ran on okay to get within a length of the winner, Bidden Bear, and Bidden Bear goes pretty good. So it's got a hope, and number three, Night Ride. Won well, two runs back at Hawkesbury, and then run second in that Bidden Bear race at Musselbrook. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
All right, the third, the maiden, 1,500, one Regal Toff, 31, number two, Georgina Gold, $1.95. Three Tower Sal, 151. Four Millennium Force, 23. Five at the Glenburn, 23. Six Out, seven Counterfeit at 340. Eight First Pirouette, 23. Nine Geisler, 350. And 10 Jet Pilot, 21. Favourite, $1.95, two Georgina Gold.
There's not much form in this race. Pretty ordinary field. Should win Georgina Gold on that third at Kembla way back in January. The Hawks has got it. Our Dulles riding. Went to the Kenzo first up on April 3, got beat about 7 lengths, missed the kick. Then went to be second outside the leader. Corey had to steady it at the 1100, and it was gone at the 300, but had a pretty tough run. As I said, it's a pretty weak field. I think it should win. Number 7, second pick, Counterfeited for Farmer Brown. It went all right at Queen Bien last start. Found the line well. Respectable run at Musselbrook prior. For that, getting up to a suitable distance now. Number 9, Geisler, went up short, went up 280. Hasn't got closer than 6 in 4 runs. But have a look at the others. I've had to put it in for 3rd and number 8, First Pirouette. 2, 7, 9, and 8.
All right, now we go to the 4th event. And this is Benchmark 64, 1400, one Regime, 550. 2 Mystic Hill, 2 Even, 3 Letra de Moore, 19, 4 Miss Louisiana, 10, 5 City of Love, 750, 6 It's Lily, 7, 7 Ondo Passer, 18, number 8 Splash of Lime, 23, 9 Longchamp Last, 23, 10 Princess Patton, 23. Favourite 2 Even, number 2 Mystic Hill.
I think Regine's got a great idea. John O'Shea's got his trial good at Ramwick the other day behind Zusane and Rulam in Ruby, who I think it got beat yesterday, Rulam in Ruby, but she's pretty smart. This horse, 15 starts for 4 wins. He's a horse that went really good last time in, back in the winter in junior, on 3rd of Canterbury to Braces, beat the length. 2nd of Canterbury to Mutarak and beat 6. Went to Rosehill on 5th of Tornado Gal, beaten 3 there. Won a race at Goulburn and Easley before he went to the paddock in August. He ran 50 on Zusa and got beat 4 lengths the other day. And Brenton Abdullah held him together all the way, never ever let him go. Never ever off the bit. Now, he was handicapped on 62.5. Or she was, she's a mare. I'm half master craftsman. And wisely, John O'Shea's gone for the claim of Louise Day. Take 3 off. She'll have 59.5. I think she's got a great hope of upsetting the favourite. I've got no doubt Mystic Hill's the best horse in the race. His recent trials are a little bit confusing. Finished near last in both of them, last in one, second last to the other. Admittedly, it wasn't ridden out or anything, but I don't know. All I know is its race form's outstanding. Won a race nicely at Gosford before a spell. Won at Taree by 5 lengths before that. And run second, just beaten its only other run at Musselbrook. She's a Savabeel, and she might even want further than this after a couple of trials. But she will be very hard to beat. But at the value, I went for Regine. Number 6, It's Lily, stable mate of Mystic Hill with Chris Lees. 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Well up to running a good race in this from the barrier. And number 5, City of Love. Forget the last run. She's better than that. 1, 2, 6, and 5.
Race 5, 900 metre maiden. Now, 1 is out. Number 2, Arlie Pugs, $8. 3, Dawn Thunder, $16. 4, Kira Jean, 15. Number 5, Outward, 26. 6, Again, Kanchi, 101. 7 out, 8, Got a Minute, $10. 9, Magnolia Power, $1.50. 10, Schengen, 101. 11 out, 12, The Crimson Idol, 51. 13, Bad Boy Charlie, 101. And 14, Kalua Papa, 26. 15, The Haitian Poet, 550. And 16 out. $1.50, very short, Magnolia Power, Chris Lee, Sammy Clinton.
She should be $1.52 in this field. He looks far too good for this. Trialled brilliantly at Newcastle, 2 starts back. And then she went to Gosford, Sam Roeder in the Gosford trial beyond Greenskeeper. She led outside 1, and the winner and her went to the line both under no pressure. They're both not pushed out. But the trial was good enough. She's had her issues. I mean, I heard Chris on with you this morning talking about her. She started at Gosford on debut and got beat just over a length of a wear back in May. Next month she went to Canterbury and got beat half a length by Jen Rules. That'd win this and win it easily. Had a spell, 4 months off. October, ran 4th at Hawkesbury behind a Vic, beaten 1.9. Went to the trials after that and won a trial well at Newcastle. Went to the paddock again. So it's paddock, and then come back for that good trial at Gosford the other day. He's got a ton of speed. Walter Power owns it, of course, hence the name. And I think she's been set for a first-up win. Should be another one for Sam Clinton, 900s to go. Newcastle today on the home track, straight up there on the speed. She'll get the money. Second pick, number 2, Arnie Pugs. Couple of easy trial wins on the Beaumont track. No matter what the opposition was like, the Beaumont track into Newcastle. But the mare showed really good speed and bolted in both. Number 15, the Haitian Poet's been a gross disappointment. For a fair while he was in the Hawk stable, he ran a lot of seconds, but he couldn't win a race. He's had 2 runs since he went to Jeremy Gass, hasn't done much, needs to improve. And number 8, Got a Minute, ran second first up. 9, 2, 15, and 8.
All right, race 6, the class 2, 1200, one out. Number 2, Seller, is 550. 3, Casino Mondial, 750. 4, Airwing, 420. 5, Oakfield Jet, 11. 6 is out. 7, Stella Sea Sun, $5.50. Number 8, Steamboat Sally, 330. 9, Weather Channel, 9. 10 is Dancing Fry, 19 and 11 out. 330 favourite, number 8, Steamboat Sally.
Yeah, number 2 is Keller. Kim will be chasing you, she is, you call it Seller. It took her a while to break me in with the name, I can tell you, but I remember it well now. Keller.
I went the soft C.
Well, I used to call it Seller, but Mark said to me, it's Keller. Mm. And I think it's got a hope. What price was it?
Hang on a second, I'll tell you, it's $5.50. Yeah, well, it's funny. It's by Accelebration, so yeah. We'll have to call that S Celebration.
Exactly, I agree with you, and that's not the case.
Nope.
Mate, this horse has got a terrific chance. I'll tell you why. Forget the run at Gosford. It was run in a cyclone, that race. That was when we got the big storm, only a couple of weeks back, 4th of April. We got this massive storm when they were going to the barrier, and it intensified while the race was on. And this horse never went 1 yard in it. Got beat 10 lengths in that race, but forget all about it. Never handled a heavy track. Go back to its form last time in, when it won a really good class one at Newcastle, beating Subtle Grey and Wild About Her over the 1400. The only query is it might want 1400, and 1200 on the big track have done a ride each way forever at the $5.50. I reckon it's got a huge chance. Number 4, Air Wing, geez, troll good the other day. Air Wing, part owned by Wolf Mueller and his wife, Johnny Muir, great man. And it's by Redoutes. Gee, it was impressive winning the race at Newcastle back in February. Beat Royal Captain and Quenya that day. Ran third on the boo at Newcastle behind Kosciuszko. He won again at Horsley the other day. Last run was a Gosford on the heavy track, and it never handled it. It went to the paddock, trialled on the 5th of April beyond Jolker and Golden Tycoon. What a hot trial. Got me 2 lengths, and I thought it went really good. It is a big player. Put it in your quaddies. Number 7, Stella Sea Sun. This will run well. A very, very progressive filly of Chris Lee's by Redoutes. Had 3 starts on the debut at Scone. Got nailed right on the line by Safaris. Went to Scone, won. Went to Taree, won. Went to the paddock. Had 2 trials and a really good trial the other day on the 5th of April at Newcastle when it sprinted up in the straight, hit the line well. Gibbo's riding it. It's got a big oat. And number 8, Steamboat Sally. I think it's a favourite. It's been racing in Victoria. Won 1 out of 6. The Snowdens have got it, so 3 placings. Hasn't run since it ran 4th at Mooney Valley to embrace me, beating 2.25 in December. Won a race at Maui and run 3rd at Mooney Valley to Solar Star. Nice trial the other day beyond Lean Mean Machine. It was a good tip for it. 2, 4, 7 and 8.
All right, final event, race 7. Now 1, Redemption Road, 380. 2, Disgraceful, $8. 3 out, 4, Culnara, 4. 5, Hardly Desired, 550. 6, Worset, 16. 7 out. 8, My Friend Charlie, 18. 9, Buddy's Ode, 11. Number 10, St. Luke, 26. 11, Tamoon, 11. 12, Ready, Set, Sing, 650. And 13, Rolling in Riches, 151. Favourite, 380. Number 1, Redemption Road.
Got a good chance. I'm giving Disgraceful a big idea. At $8, the boy claimed 3, young Reese Jones. He hasn't ridden a provincial winner yet. Over today. So the horse will carry 57. He's going really good. He ran 4th of the Musselbrook Cup in a much better race than this last start on the Bandit. Blinkenhardt, he got beat 3. He's run at Wyoming on Zeppelin when he ran 4th, beating less than a length and a half. Was very, very good. And he ran well at Wyoming on Tough Larry, who's a City Saturday class horse. And he did run really good here behind the line one day. What he does, he's a back marker. He loves the long straight, and that's what he's got today. He's a back marker, but he can run on really good. And at the end of 1400, that'll be ideal for him. I think he's got a big each way open, $8. Number 2, Disgraceful. Number 1, Redemption Road's got a big out. 3 off to Chris Williams. Barrier 1. Last start, run second to Re-Edit. Chris Waller's horse at Hawkesbury, Re-Edit led all the way. This horse looked like he might have had him at the 200, but Re-Edit outstayed him, and she's heading to Queensland for the Queensland Oaks Re-Edit. This horse had very good form before that. Barry White don't bring many to Newcastle from Hawkesbury. Got Barrier 1 in the claim. It'll run a big race. You've got to put it in your quaddies. Caldura's first up. What's he got now? Where's his record? 10 starts, 3 wins, 2 places. He's got a bad habit of getting up on the bit. He's got a ton of talent, this horse. But if they slow up in the race, he gets up on the bit and he wants to pull. Today, he's got Gibbo, good barrier. He's up on the speed runner. He'll be up in the first few. Particularly nice and fresh. And a lovely trial. I'm just looking for the Newcastle the other day behind Can I Rock when he went when he ran third. Went really good, got tightened up badly late in the trial. Number 6, best of the others, Warset. Sam Clinton doing its best work late the other day. Former Kiwi with Chris Lees. Might be quite ready yet. Don't be surprised if it don't run into a place. 2-1-4-6 short.
All right. It's a beautiful day. 24 degrees. As Michael said earlier on, it's going to be just superb. Yeah. We need a couple of winners now to top the day off.
Well, I think, what's his name? Ligulate. Dollar 95. Yeah, it was too. It might get out to $2. I'm just having a look. I think Resilient on the each way basis, made in race 4, number 1 at about $5.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll definitely run a place on its trial, and I think it might be able to win.
All right, terrific. We'll look forward to that. And Ligulate, maybe just do a multi.
Well, I don't have any mollies, but I had one the other day, and unfortunately, two of them won, and you know what happened to the other one.
It ran second.
Exactly. You won the prize. You won the golden Easter egg.
And if you'd backed it each way, it would have run fourth. You know that.
It was only 280. I couldn't back it each way.
No, never mind.
The rail's out a bit. And Mike will explain that. They're on a backup meeting.
Yeah.
It's ironic, isn't it? People say to me, you're biased. You say it's the best track in the state. Well, mate, there's not a track anywhere that can handle water and rain like this track. Now, yesterday, they trialled on the Beaumont track, and there was a heavy 10. The course proper we're running on today is right outside the Beaumont track, and it's a good 4.
Yeah.
If you're on the Beaumont track today, it'd be a heavy 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And this has happened a heap of times. This track just eats up water. And I know it's, in a way, it's a worry because they've got to put that much irrigation on if there's no rain around. But that good drop of rain the other day just topped it off. The track will be magnificent. And the boys who rode there on Saturday just said how good it was. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's just a great track. It does take a bit of maintenance because of the amount of water required. But it's well worth it.
Yep, fantastic. Well, we'll hear you there through the day, and we'll get your late mail later on.
Who's on Chinwag today?
No, Chinwag's finished during the winter now. We got because of the early starts of the races, so we've got a break now.
God, I had a couple for you. I'll wait till you come back.
Yeah, too right. No, I always welcome because it's great. People find people and say, hey, what about this? And go, wow, that'd be great. And I found some of the best that way. Someone will just mention a name, you go, there's a beauty.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yep, amazing. But they're different ones out of the blue. It's good because you get people from all walks of life, all parts of the state, all ages, everything. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, mate, you have a happy Easter into our putters.
Yeah, too right.
Out the Raymond Terrace way, I'll be doing a TAB promotion in the Lakeside Tavern. It's the other side of Raymond Terrace here in our area on Saturday. All welcome. Plenty of good prizes to give away. Cost you nothing to come. All you got to do is pay for your beer.
That's exactly right. Good on you, Gary. Have a great day and a top weekend, mate.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Gary Harley, always great to catch up with him. We'll have his late mail from Newcastle through the day. It's 10:28. It's Sky Sports Radio.
dynasties will be made on Schweppes All Age Stakes Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. Join the final celebration of autumn with a day of award-winning hospitality, entertainment and world-class racing. Racing highlights include the $600,000 Group 1 Schweppes All Age Stakes and the $500,000 Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Rise up for Schweppes All Age Stakes Day. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has your public holiday racing this Easter Monday. There's interviews, previews and tips galore for Randwick's Kensington Card. Catch Racing HQ Easter Monday from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Hippity-hoppin', Easter's on its way.
Tired of doing the same thing night after night? Do something different this Easter long weekend. Get your heart racing with a fast-paced night of games, giveaways and live entertainment at the 2019 Golden Easter Egg at Wennie Park. See the fastest greyhounds in town race to the finish line to take out the famous Golden Easter Egg. Make a night of it, grab your mates and head down to Wentworth Park Glebe on the city's doorstep. Gates open at 5:30pm this Saturday. Visit wentworthpark.com.au and head to the events page for more info. See you at the Dogs.
It's right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news in sport now. John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. We've seen one of the most amazing Champions League matches in the history of the famous tournament. Manchester City went down to Tottenham earlier today on away goals. There were five goals in the opening 21 minutes and a controversial VAR decision late in the game. The Spurs advance to the semi-final stage now and will take on Ajax. The combination of Johnny Bairstow and Dave Warner has delivered more positive results for the Sunrisers Hyderabad in the IPL. Both players scored half centuries in the 6-wicket win over the Super Kings, and Warner has now scored 450 runs in his past 8 innings. The talk about letting Lance Buddy Franklin go at the Sydney Swans is getting louder based on his age and the form of the Harbour City club in 2019. The belief is if the Swans are to rebuild and return to better form, they must let the dual premiership player go and bring in fresh young talent. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs have announced this morning that Sam Burgess will be the new club captain. This follows the retirement of Greg Inglis earlier in the week. The English forward has played 168 games for the Foundation Club, and many believe in the game he is the best man for the role moving forward. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you all the latest news, tips and interviews in harness and greyhound racing. Featuring On the Pace every weekday morning at 10:30, followed by Going Greyhounds at 10:40. We've got harness and greyhound racing covered on Sky Sports Radio.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000 including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
It's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio, and the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales going on the pace again, John Duncey. Morning, John.
Morning again, Sean.
Yeah, we just got to mention back an hour ago, we had that young fellow on, Jack. He was just fantastic. The 12-year-old boy, young man, who called the races the other day, the harness racing. He did a great job and terrific reaction to him as well.
Yeah, it certainly was. He saved the day. It was interesting. When exactly did they discover there was no call? The first race, of course, went without a commentary. And if you've ever been to a race course when the PA system's broken down and there's no call, it's just a different sort of a feel to a race meeting. So